KNX News Time, 5:13.
The President Obama's in Florida today. He's talking to people about the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Later this evening, he'll address the nation. That's about 5 o'clock our time this evening. We'll have full coverage here, of course. With us on the KNX News Line is Associated Press White House correspondent Mark Smith, who's traveling with the President. He's in Pensacola right now. Mark, I can't help but sort of think about when President Bush went to New Orleans and made that speech out in Jackson Square about the aftermath of Katrina. And to this day, a lot of people would say promises made then were not necessarily promises kept. How does the president make a case tonight that the federal government will get people back to their lives in New Orleans and throughout that area?
I'm sorry, yeah, the White House says that he's going to be unveiling a specific plan to deal with it, both the current problem of capping the well and trying to keep the oil off the beaches, but also the long-term cleanup. And perhaps most importantly, how to pay for it all and make sure that the taxpayer doesn't get on the hook. Because, you know, in this day and age of bailout rage, if you will, the last thing he needs to do is seem to be bailing out a big oil company. So they say he's going to be very specific tonight. And you made reference to President Bush and his promise to make the Gulf Coast better than before. Well, you know, President Obama said that very same thing here yesterday in the remarks in Alabama. And a lot of folks heard that and said, better than before. Boy, we've heard that before.
Well, exactly. And of course, the president took ownership of that in that press conference that he had, a couple of weeks ago. I mean, he basically said, it's my deal. So he has put himself in the position of having to make everything right for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to tell you, the White House is well aware of that. They say that he had no choice but to take ownership of this. And that's why the president is having his first ever, Oval Office speech tonight. You know, you think about it, Dick. This is a president who came in with, two wars to deal with and the worst economic disaster since the Great Depression. And here he is doing his first Oval Office speech, not on those things, but on the Gulf oil spill.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. 5 o'clock our time, as I said. Mark, thanks very much for the update. Mark Smith, the AP's White House correspondent with us there live from Pensacola.
KNX News Time 5:15, traffic, weather, and money together on the fives with...